Hello, it's Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders here, and today I'm going to talk a wee bit about historical Scotland and how modern day Scotland was developed in this history. Scotland is a nation with a complex and bloody history. Internationally, people know about Scottish history because of the highly inaccurate film Braveheart about Sir William Wallace, starring Mel Gibson. The true story is his leadership. He led the Scots and he managed to beat the English at the Battle of Stirling Bridge in 1297 and pursued them across the border. King Edward of England returned the following year and inflicted a disastrous defeat on the Scots at Falkirk. Wallace was imprisoned and subsequently was brutally executed. Robert the Bruce followed in Wallace's footsteps and fought against the English in 1314 at the Battle of Bannockburn near Stirling Castle. Only in 1328 did Edward III formally recognise Scotland's independence. So Scotland was independent for 200 years after this. James IV of Scotland married Margaret, the daughter of Henry VII of England, in 1503. When he died, the throne went to his baby daughter, Mary Stuart. Mary was driven out by John Knox, who was a follower of John Calvin, one of the leaders of the Reformation. Mary returned to Scotland, however, in the year 1561, but was captured and imprisoned. She escaped and fled to England, where Queen Elizabeth I captured her and executed her. Mary's son, James VI, was brought up as a Presbyterian and took over the throne of Queen Elizabeth when she died. Scotland and England were united under one single king. However, Scotland remained a separate state with its own parliament and government. The age-old rivalry between Scotland and England ended formally in 1707, when the parliaments of both nations agreed to the Act of Union. This act merged the parliaments of the two nations and established the Kingdom of Great Britain. Years later, this was joined with Northern Ireland, and the country became known as the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, or just the UK. How long this United Kingdom will last in the current climate is anyone's guess.